More than 100,000 Central American families and young people have come to the U.S. this year to escape violence at home. The Obama administration has expanded an asylum program for some of these migrants, but it's getting mixed reviews in the Washington, D.C. area, which is home to thousands of Salvadorans. And as Armando Trull from Here and Now contributor WAMU reports, the changes come too late for one Maryland father.
Mario is in his bedroom in his modest Langley Park, Maryland apartment. We're only using his middle name and those of his family members because he fears for their safety. He's lived here legally for nearly 15 years, working as a carpenter and sending money to his family in El Salvador. The soft-spoken immigrant takes down a photo of a smiling young woman that hangs over his twin bed. His hands shake as he holds the photo. It's his 20-year-old daughter.
Conmigo era buena y se alegraba cuando yo llegaba.
She was always so happy when I would visit her in El Salvador, and so was my granddaughter.
Last year, in El Salvador, Mario's daughter, Maribel, began getting death threats from the Barrio 18 gang. Her boyfriend was a member of the rival MS-13 gang, and Maribel had been marked for death and retaliation. So Mario decided to bring his family to the United States. He applied to the U.S. government's Central American Minors Program, known as CAM. It allows parents who were in the U.S. legally to apply for visas for children and qualifying family members fleeing imminent violence. Mario petitioned his daughter, wife, son, and granddaughter. George Escobar is a manager at CASA, a Latino advocacy group in Langley Park, Maryland. He says Mario's application was one of many his organization pre-screened last year.
There was just hundreds and thousands of families that felt that their children living in El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala were in imminent threat and were trying to do something to bring them in the right way, the legal way.
Mario and his family filled out forms, submitted blood and DNA tests. He was interviewed here by a refugee agency under contract with the U.S. government. His family began the process at the U.S. Embassy in San Salvador. Escobar says it takes patience.
This whole process takes about 8 to 9 months.
Mario and his family waited for months, hoping that they would soon be reunited in the U.S. But then it all went bad. On a recent trip to El Salvador, I visited Mario's family. They were hiding out in a small 3-room farmhouse at the end of a dirt road in a remote village. Mario's wife, Antonia, says she can't forget the night Maribel was taken away.
Ella estaba durmiendo con su hija en su cuarto cuando llegaron a tocar las puertas.
She was sleeping with her daughter when they knocked on the door. And I didn't want to open, but they said, "Police, open up."
It wasn't police. It was gang members. That morning, Maribel's body was discovered. She'd been beaten and shot. Now, Antonia lives in fear for the rest of her family.
When dogs bark, I think a car is coming. I think that knock on the door is coming. I'm living in fear.
Stories like these have spurred the White House to do more for some youth fleeing the ongoing violence in Central America. Age restrictions on children applying for CAM will be lifted, and the relative list expanded. The Obama administration said a deal is in the works that allows up to 200 migrants under immediate danger to wait out the U.S. asylum process in Costa Rica. Amy Pope is Assistant National Security Advisor at the White House.
That's a big deal. We have not done something like this in the region before.
But immigrant advocates say these steps don't address the magnitude of the problem. They say asylum applications from Central America are in the tens of thousands. This year, 122,000 families and children have crossed the U.S. border so far. Abel Nunez is executive director of CARECEN, a D.C. immigrant advocacy group.
Well, I think it was an attempt by the administration to kind of put a Band-Aid on what really is a huge wound.
But those who want tighter immigration laws have criticized the CAM expansion. Dan Stein is the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He says President Obama is bypassing Congress.
It's not the purpose of asylum. It's not moral. It's not ethical to allow asylum and refugee laws to be used as sidebar immigration programs.
The Obama administration is trying to balance two competing goals: reduce the flow of undocumented families and youth from Central America, while ensuring those people are protected from violence. Some Central American families are no longer prepared to see if this can be done. After my return from El Salvador, I got a call from Mario. He says his family now plans to head for the U.S. border and try to get across illegally, even though this could derail any chances for asylum. Mario says playing by the rules got his daughter killed. He doesn't want to lose any more family members. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl.